Hello there. Well, I'm just going through some photos from our last visit to Sunken Harbor. Don't worry, I did delete those photos from my phone. You know, as beautiful as some of these pictures are, I think sometimes you learn a lot more from listening rather than seeing. Take a listen with me now. The following was taped live in New York City on April 28th, 2019.
So you've come to make your call now, eh, Rabbi? You told me that you would call me on that Sunday after Shabbos. That was weeks ago.
Well, I was feeling a bit disappointed in you, Mr. Sheldon.
Disappointed? In me?
You let Simon Perdido escape.
I let him? Ha! So I shouldn't have saved the life of that little girl instead. Would you rather I not have done that?
Of course, I'm glad that you did that. But I'm still very disappointed we didn't take care of Simon when the opportunity presented itself. I could have found the mark of the olive, wiped it away, and that would have been the end of Simon. But no, you couldn't hold him for a few more seconds.
I can't win. I simply can't win. And that's why you pushed me away?
Mr. Sheldon, I wish you could be a little more understanding of my situation.
You mean your reputation in this community? It's in much better condition than mine is, after all.
I have a large congregation to run. Many people need to be able to rely on me. Do you have any concept of what that's like?
Oh, believe me, I do understand. Which is why I've not bothered you. Which is why I've been working on the problem alone.
What are you working on, Mr. Sheldon?
I've devised a plan without your assistance, Rabbi. Thank you.
Do you even know what's going on, Mr. Sheldon?
You do realize, Rabbi Rachel, that you can call me Jay.
I've done some sleuthing on my own, Mr. Sheldon, but I have no one to really confide in.
I could say the same thing. What did you discover?
What have you uncovered?
You first.
No, you tell me.
You're the one who's come to call on me. Say what you have to say, then.
I've tried tailing Simon Perdido.
Ah, well, good for you.
I was able to follow him to a few places before he caught on.
Why didn't you just try to grab him on your own and wipe the olive away?
I couldn't do that, not on my own.
Oh, you mean you couldn't deploy some of your deadly Krav Maga moves to subdue him?
Very funny, Mr. Sheldon. That was a two-person job, and you know it.
Yes, a two-person job. So what did you learn?
I followed Simon to the Sunken Harbor jail.
So did I. It's a wonder we missed each other.
So you know.
It appears he went to visit my friend and now accused murderer, Derek Hobney. Yes, I know. What else do you have?
Derek Hobney has been...
freed from jail, yes. I'm aware of that as well. Anything else?
Simon has set up a compound on the old Wenzel property, where all that clay can be found.
That is also old news to me. We went to the Wenzel property and encountered the clay for ourselves, but I also learned about the compound. Is that all, then?
Okay, you know about the compound and the clay, but...
Yes, I know all about the compound and the clay, which is precisely why I'm going to blow it all up.
What did you just say?
It has to be destroyed, so I'm going to blow the whole thing to smithereens.
What?
The reason no one has seen me at the stone's throw for a while is because I've been immersed in study. The study of explosives.
I'm sorry. What?
It's been quite a learning curve for me. Quite outside of my comfort zone, but I think I've been able to come up with just the device that
Mr. Sheldon, you could get in a lot of trouble.
Not if you can keep that bit of information to yourself, Rabbi.
Oh, it's too risky. I wouldn't do that, Mr. Sheldon.
I know it's risky, but I can't bear the thought of what he's going to do with that clay. There will be others, like him, like Simon, prowling around God knows where. Malevolent golems that will spread far beyond the city limits of Sunken Harbor. Do you get my meaning?
I think you need to cool off, Mr. Sheldon. There has to be another way to solve this problem.
I thought about it a great deal and came up with nothing better. It's the only way.
There's still another problem to deal with.
And what's that?
I'm sure you already know about it. You seem to know it all.
I won't know until you tell me.
The strawberries. You know about them too?
All right. You've got me there. What about the strawberries?
I think you need to cool off and rethink some things.
You won't change my mind, Rabbi. What about those strawberries?
Come down to the stone's throw at 7 p.m. and I'll tell you all about it over a calming adult beverage. Okay?
Well, all right then.
And Mr. Sheldon.
Yes?
Please don't blow anything up in the meantime.
Well,
See you later, Mr. Sheldon.
Wait, did she just ask me out on a...
So that lady is a rabbi, eh?
Oh, hi, Sissy. Yes, she's the rabbi at Temple Beth Shalom here in Sunken Harbor.
Well, there's no two ways about it.
What?
She fancies you, Uncle Jay.
Oh, you've got it all wrong, Sissy.
Well, what brought her up here then? Don't tell me. You set up a profile on J-Date, didn't you?
I tell you, there's no romance whatsoever there, Sissy. Quite the contrary, in fact. That's a scenario all cooked up in that adolescent mind of yours.
Funny thing, though.
What's that?
Well, I can't see you being a good convert. You like your bacon too much, I think.
You may not believe it, Derek, but I'm actually a big fan of recycling.
Yes, recycling is very good for the environment. Very good.
No, you dirty hippie. Not that kind of recycling.
No. Oh, of course not. Right, Simon?
I'm talking about this kind of recycling.
What's this? Hair?
Yes, hair. Human hair. For our sculpture. This one seems to be coming along pretty well.
Thank you, Simon. I sure am trying. My hands do hurt a little, but that's okay.
Keep working away, Derek. We have quite a few more of these life-size figures to do. So, did I mention recycling, right?
Yes, you did.
This real human hair. You know where it comes from?
No, I don't, Simon.
Of course you don't. It comes from the head of a man named Bill Nocelli.
That's interesting. Bill Nocelli?
The head of the man that was found in your refrigerator. The head of the man everyone thinks that you killed. When the police found it, the hair was already removed. Now I wonder who could have done such a thing.
Done what?
Removed the hair.
Oh, yes. Right. I wonder who?
Three guesses. Just stick to sculpting, Derek.
All right.
And we're also going to use these.
Oh, what are those things?
Along with the hair, I want you to incorporate these little things into the sculpture for maximum realism and authenticity.
What are those things?
Just some other odds and ends that were plucked from the corpse of poor Bill Nocelli. Fingernails, toenails, some teeth.
Oh, a little gross, huh?
Aren't we all? Now, Derek, if I leave you alone for a short while, you won't go slacking off, will you?
Going somewhere, Simon?
It's nothing that concerns you, Hobney.
All right.
Just keep working steadily, Derek. Work. Work through the pain. I know you can do it, champ.
Yes, I can.
Actually, before I go, how about another forkful of my delicious strawberry cobbler to keep your energy up?
I'm not really very hungry, Simon.
Not hungry. It might be wearing off then. Here, allow me.
Well, okay.
Here comes the aeroplane. Say ah. And in goes the fork. Now close your mouth. Chew. Now swallow. Good. Good boy.
Mighty tasty.
The best you've ever tasted.
The best I've ever tasted.
It's hard to argue with that statement, isn't it?
The best I've ever tasted.
Good stuff. Help yourself if you want some more. Now, back to work. Chop, chop. I'll be back before you know it.
Great. Hurry back now.
Oh, I will.
So you got some major mommy issues, don't you, Mia Belfair? Here, drink this.
Thanks. She's gone. My mother, that is. Been gone for years, but she still dominates every aspect of my life. Let me correct myself. I have no life. And it's all because of her, Annie.
But your mom is dead. Long dead, ain't she?
It doesn't feel like it sometimes.
I'm not understanding you, Miss Maya.
Oh, Annie, call me Diana. I don't feel like much of a leader now, anyway.
Now look, just because I never voted for you, or ever will, it doesn't mean I don't have a lot of respect for you. As a woman doing what you've done,
it was— My mother is the true pioneer. She was mayor decades before I—
Hey, you just said something.
What?
You said, my mother is the true pioneer.
I did?
Yeah, you did. You said your mother is the true pioneer. You mean she was the true pioneer. I never voted for her either, by the way. No offense.
Annie, I know you're trying to help.
You need to always use the past tense when you talk about your mother. Otherwise, that ghost will never stop haunting you.
Annie?
Yeah?
Do you believe in ghosts?
Spectres, spirits, phantasms, apparitions? Oh, you bet I do. I don't know if you know this, Diana, but there was this lingering rumor you would hear whispered around the Stone's Throw for years that your mother faked her death in the face of all those scandals she was caught up in, and that she was the one still running the show, not you. but of course, I always knew that was malarkey of the First Order. I mean, come on now. Tommy? Tommy Nocelli?
Hi, Annie.
Tommy! Last time I saw you... Jeez, I can't remember the last time I saw you.
Hi, Romeo. Whiskey. Neat, please.
Tommy. Tommy Nocelli.
Oh, did you say Nocelli?
Yeah, Maya. That Nocelli. Romeo, another, please.
I'm so sorry about your dad, Tommy. Bill was a really good guy.
Good guy? He was a great man.
Slow down, Tommy. That's not the way.
Annie, please. It's been a really bad day.
What happened, hon?
Why don't you tell her, Miss Maya?
Tell her what?
Figured you'd be in the know. The man who killed my father is now back out on the streets.
I didn't know. But perhaps there's a good reason for that. Maybe the man is innocent.
Oh, really? Well, all the evidence seems to point directly to that scumbag Derek Hobney. At least that's what we understood.
I also know Hobney, Tommy. He's no killer.
Then what was my father's severed head doing in his fridge? What kind of explanation do you have for that, huh?
I don't have one.
Then please, Annie, be quiet. Romeo, another, please. Our family was so lost without him. He was our North Star, my dad was. He worked so hard to give me everything, sacrificed his own dreams. I can't believe it. I just can't. Another one, Romeo.
I knew it was only a matter of time. How was your vacation from the bar, Sheldon?
I missed you most of all, Annie.
I missed you too. But I know someone who missed you more.
Who could that be?
Rabbi Berman! What perfect timing!
Oh, Rabbi Berman, hello! Fancy meeting you here.
Hello, Mr. Sheldon.
My good friend Rabbi Berman has loaned me some books on a particular subject I'm quite interested in.
Yes, Mr. Sheldon has been very interested in learning a lot of things. I tell you, he's a veritable sponge.
Yeah, but we all knew that. He's quite the sponge, ain't he? He soaked up most of the gin in here all on his own, in fact.
Okay, Romeo. One more for the road.
Who's this very determined-looking young lad?
That's Tom Nocelli.
Nocelli?
Bill's son. You know.
Oh, my, of course. I'm very sorry, son.
Who the hell is this guy?
I'm very sorry for your loss,
great.
Mr. Nocelli.
Everyone is sorry for my loss. If I hear that stupid phrase one more time, I'm gonna puke.
Tommy!
Can I get one more for the road already or not? I gotta go. Thank you. To you, Dad.
That poor kid. I get the feeling something bad is gonna happen.
Derek Hobney. Oh, so he's free.
Yes, Mayor Belfair, Derek Hobney is free. And so is Simon Perdido.
Come, Mr. Sheldon, let's go sit at that table in the back there.
Mayor Belfair, if I were you, I would put in a call to Sheriff Ulster.
Come on, Mr. Sheldon, I don't have a whole lot of time.
And why should I call Sheriff Ulster? Derek Hobney has been released. What more can we do?
I'm not on about Hobney. You need to tell the sheriff to watch out for Bill Nocelli's son there. I don't know if anyone else noticed it, but I did. That boy is carrying a gun, and he's quite angry.
Part 3 of Sunken Harbor, K-I-S-S-I-N-G. Our stellar cast featured in this episode includes James Reeser as Mr. Sheldon, Casey LaForest as Rabbi Rachel Berman, Alan LaForest as Simon Perdido, David Linton as Derek Hobney, Mary Murphy as Annie, James Scully as Tommy Nocelli, and the roles of Sissy and Mayor Diana Belfair were played by me, Ali Silva. The song, Now You Call It Madness, written by Russ Colombo and Con Conrad, was performed by Caitlin McKechnie, accompanied by Laura Cohan. Sunken Harbor, K-I-S-S-I-N-G, was written by Sylvan Sandovar and directed by Holly Payne Strange. Our live show and podcast are produced by Gustavo Rodriguez and me for Fireside Mystery Productions. The musical score is improvised and performed by Laura Cohan. Our sound effects designer and engineer is Greg Russ. Technical director at The Slipper Room is Johnny Goddard. Our production assistant is Brontis Shane Orengo. Jason Graves composed our theme music, and I manage our audio post-production. Sunken Harbor lovers, did you know, in addition to the 4 episodes that make up Sunken Harbor, K-I-S-S-I-N-G, we also have in store a 5th mini-episode that sheds even more light on the mystery afoot. It's called Cistern Sissy's Special Saponaria. This bonus content that we call the Patreon Playlet will soon be released exclusively for our Patreon patrons. If you are a Patreon patron at the $5 or more per month sustainer level, you will soon get access to this Sunken Harbor Extra, as well as playlets from our recent Nellie Bly and All Night Radio shows. For as little as a dollar or two or more a month, you can provide vital support for what we do. We've cooked up some other special perks for all different monthly sustainer levels. Check them out and become an FMT Patreon patron today by going to patreon.com/firesidemysterytheater or follow the link from our website. As ever, my dear friends, we are grateful for any support you give to help us keep the embers of our fireside flickering. Gotta give a big shout out to our newest Patreon patron, our good friend, Zoe Sylvia. Zoe, you have been such a wonderful fan and supporter of the show almost since the very beginning when we were all just wee babes in the wood. We can't express enough how very thrilled we are that you are further fueling our flames with your Patreon patronage. All hail Queen Zoe! And we simply cannot wait to have you join us for another live show next season. Thank you so much. One more thing for you Sunken Harbor fans. Believe it or not, you can score special Sunken Harbor merchandise by visiting firesidemysterytheater.com/merch. Sport your very own Cobra Kleinman's All-American Dojo tank top or a Sunken Harbor Sheriff Department t-shirt. There are mugs, tote bags, stickers, and more, so check it out. Featured in this episode of Sunken Harbor is our good friend, actor, and fellow podcaster, James Scully. We are loving his foray into our weird world of fireside and want to spread the love by pointing you in the direction of his very own podcast brainchild. Breaking Walls is a fascinating audio documentary of deep dives into the history of American radio drama. It focuses on the people, places, moments, and events that define the golden age of radio, all of which we here at FMT continue to draw enduring inspiration. We highly recommend that you check it out. All shows are available at thewallbreakers.com and everywhere else you listen to podcasts. Simon Perdido always seems to have his cadaverous finger on the pulse of something. What could it be this time? Well, you'll have to tune in to the fourth and final part of our series of Sunken Harbor, K-I-S-S-I-N-G. Remember, folks, you shouldn't always do what Simon says. Just mind the shadows.